One of the busiest times of the year for ACT firefighters with heater-related house fires. The Firefighters Union is concerned about the latest budget allocations. Although it's in the millions, the union fears it won't be enough to maintain important emergency response services. To find out why, I'm joined by Greg McConville. He is the Secretary of the United Firefighters Union ACT branch. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Laura, to you and your listeners.
Greg, why aren't you happy with the budget allocation?
Well, it simply doesn't go far enough. There aren't enough firefighters. On our count, we are 43 firefighters below what we should be in terms of those who are available and ready for duty. 17 of those 43 are recruits, and sure, we'll see them graduate in coming weeks. 26 of those 43 are long-term leave or not coming back or workers' compensation. And that makes a significant dent in the total number of 344 firefighters that is necessary to support the minimum crewing per shift.
So the announcement that 18 new firefighters will be recruited in the 2018-19 financial year just won't cut it?
No, it's about half of what we were after. And then there's the issue of the new aerial pumper appliance, which, whilst it's welcome, there's nothing in the budget about how that will be crewed. So there's a lack of detail in relation to that. And we're concerned that that will lead to further stretching of resources.
So the $2.3 million which has been allocated for the new aerial pumper and $2.4 million to put new defibrillators in ambulances and fire trucks, what's your concern about the pumper, that there won't be enough staff to actually man it?
Yes, it's all very well to buy an aerial pumper, and of course many listeners would know that this is an issue that the union has campaigned on for at least as long as I've been here, since 2015. But knowing where to put it and having the crew to operate it is quite important to getting it to actually put out fires. The defibrillators are merely a replacement of ageing equipment, so I'm not quite sure why they're in a budget announcement. But, of course, it's essential equipment, but there should be a replacement program for those things in any event.
What about firefighters' uniforms, Greg?
Well, this is a bit of a sore point with us. Canberra firefighters have among the worst uniforms in Australia. The uniforms that are used were put in commission between 2007 and 2011. They contain a material broadly known as Nomex, which if it's exposed to a mannequin test, and listeners can look that up on YouTube, you'll see that it goes brittle when it's exposed to temperatures above 1,000 degrees Celsius. We actually have an instance where a firefighter's leg was burnt quite badly through that actually happening in a fire late last year. We will at some point release some photos of that particular uniform to show just how bad it was. He suffered, we estimate, about 10% burns to his leg, and they were quite serious burns. And this is a risk that Canberra firefighters face every time they go into a structure fire.
So has there been a push for new uniforms?
Yes, certainly. We put an item in our budget submission back in October last year, seeking about $1.5 million to fully kit out every firefighter with firefighting uniforms and backup uniforms in the event that they're damaged or they're being laundered. That would have kitted out every firefighter with three uniforms.
Greg, I've got a text from one of our listeners on 0467 922 666 asking, what is the normal rate of attrition for firefighters in the ACT? Surely we need to be recruiting at that rate, plus whatever we need to keep on top of demand for a growing city.
Well, it's a fairly astute question, it seems, because as things stand, about 30% of Canberra's firefighters are above the age of 50. A further 30% are above the age of 40. So many of them have retirement intentions, and many of them are in that category I mentioned before of on long-term leave and not coming back. If we don't deal with the ageing of the firefighter workforce, we will have an even bigger problem than we have now.
Right. Greg, also today, news today of a toxic chemical leak at Melbourne Airport concerning the firefighting chemical PFAS. Is that the same chemical used in the ACT?
Unfortunately, it was used very widely across Australia. ABC viewers would be aware of a Four Corners story on this, I think, last year, particularly concentrating on Catherine. That foam was used widely prior to 2005 in Canberra. Long-standing members have reported to me that it was used at drills at fire stations, for example, at Fishwick and Belconnen, and it would end up in the stormwater system. That in turn washes into Lake Ginninderra and Lake Burley Griffin. I'm not sure where else. But if the Fiskville training complex in Victoria is anything to go by, it persists in the water table, and Fiskville ultimately closed and was subject to a quite damning parliamentary inquiry. In addition, we have at least five pumpers in the fleet that were in use at the time that that foam was used. As to whether it's present, environmental testing, I would hope, would have been done. And you'd have to ask the EPA or the Environment and Planning Directorate about that. And I would hope that decontamination would have been done, because ultimately Fiskville had to close and can never be used again.
Yeah. Well, Greg, thank you very much for speaking with me on Drive.
Thank you, Laura.